Good evening, everyone. A good tavach. I hope this message finds you and your families and your loved ones healthy and safe and well. Tomorrow night, we're going to count Lag BaOmer, the 33rd day of the Sfiras HaOmer. And in so doing, we have the period of time which has been the observance of the morning where we have not listened to live music or music in the regular joyous sense, or taken a haircut, or shaved or trimmed our beards. Weddings that have been prohibited. So all of this time now transitions to this second period of the Sfiras HaOmer, with 17 days that will remain until the count culminates with Kabbalas HaTorah, Matan Torah. So this is a very important time, not only because of the cessation or change in status from what was and what will be, but a very important aspect of the festivity of Lag BaOmer has to do with the fact that the great scholar Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai died on that day. And the Rashbi, as he's referred to by his acronym, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, was the greatest scholar of Kabbalah, mysticism, who ever lived. He was famous for hiding from the Romans for 13 years in a cave where he studied Torah with his son, as the Gemara in Shabbos, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis, and others comment. Rabbi Shimon died on Lag BaOmer. And on that day, he revealed many of the deepest ideas, the Ramoze, secrets of the Torah, and specifically of Kabbalah, to his Talmidim, to his students, and they recorded his teachings in a book, of course, as we know, to hear therein as the Zohar HaKadosh, the light, the Zohar. And the Zohar writes in Sefer Devarim, in Parshas HaAzinu, the following, more descriptive, as Oysa Yom Bikesh Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Listalek Min HaOlam, on the day that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was to leave the world, V'haya Mesader Devarav, he organized his teachings, what he was going to perhaps share. This Katsu Chaveirim Lebeso is Chaveirim, came to his room. They came to his study, and what was said to them by him is V'oimelehem. He says to them, Sa'ata she'isrotzani. You should know that now is a very auspicious, favorable time. Milim kedushos shelo gilisi ad ata ritzoni legalusan. You should know that there are holy things that I have yet to reveal to the world until now that I would like to reveal now. Kol hahu yoima, and on that day, all that day, the fire, the Eish, never left his room, and there was no one who was able to approach as the Or, as the fire, as the Eish was surrounding him. And after it was that he passed away, they came to bury him, and the fire, the Eish, the flame, it flew into the air and it danced before him, and there was a baskol. So it was Shamu Kala Oila, and there was a baskol that was heard from heaven saying that it should be. And this is the basis and the premise for which people year after year would go to Meiron, to his kever, to his burial spot, and make bonfires, and also to recall and remember the Hilula, the yard site of the great Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, because a bas kol was heard from Shemaya, from heaven, saying, come and gather every year for the Hilula, for the anniversary of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And that's this Kabbalah, this Zohar from Parshas HaZinu, that is the basis for what that's all about and why that's so. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was one of the five Talmidim, of course, as we know, of the great Tanna Rabbi Akiva after the initial 24,000 died, as the Gemara in Maseches Yevamos tells us why they died. So therefore, celebrating Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's contribution to Torah and the Torah Shel Baal Peh and the deep secrets of Torah also amounts to celebrating the continuation of Rabbi Akiva's legacy after the devastating plague. It's one thing to think about Rabbi Akiva and the tragic, cataclysmic, colossal loss for which he suffered, but then to pick up the pieces and to then renew again the ability to rebuild is something that we celebrate. In celebrating the student of Rabbi Akiva, we're celebrating Rabbi Akiva. And that's what Rav Yaakov Chaim Sofer in the Kaf HaChaim writes of the reasons for the joy of the festivity that after the epidemic, can very much relate to the pandemic that we're experiencing, that we should have a renewal and a rebuilding. So after that epidemic ended, Rabbi Akiva continued to teach five new Talmidim, and one of those, of course, was Shimon Bar Yochai. And in the Kaf HaChaim, he says that Rabbi Chaim Vital wrote that the reason for rejoicing, shekosev hatam shasimchahi al oisom talmidim shahoisif achakach Rabbi Akiva shalomesu ki'ilu, it's as if, like the first 24,000, so those who did not die, like the initial 24,000, so we celebrate the continuation of Torah. And so therefore, he says that this is the basis to the custom that's mentioned for people to go to Meiron, and specifically to celebrate Lag BaOmer, particularly Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was one of the five great Talmidim, the students, the scholars of Rabbi Akiva, and therefore his time of happiness is Lag BaOmer, specifically because he died. It's interesting to note that the death of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai coincided with the same day that the Jewish people received the man, as the Chasam Sofer writes in his response in Yeradeya, that the 33rd day following the Yitzias Mitzrayim, when the food provisions ran out, so the manna began to fall. That's what he says, that the day, it says in the Medrash, Shemiyom Shekola, that the day that the time that the Jews finished the food, they were brought out of Mitzrayim, they went for 3 days without lechem, without bread, and afterwards the manna began to fall. So if you calculate the days, the manna therefore began to fall on Lag BaOmer. And this is a very important idea that the Or Gedalia and Rav Gedalia Shor writes in his comments, that the connection of the Mona to Rav Shimon bar Yochai is that he had risen to the level of Kiddush, of holiness, of the generation of the Yitzhiya, of the Exodus, who ate the Mona. So as they ate the Mona, because they're on this high level, so too that was Rav Shimon bar Yochai, who was risen, rose to that level, who was on that high level. And that is the connection, says Rav Gedalia Shor. All right, we'll stop here. I wish everybody a good night.